Here's a Zeichen Nishma, Rav Chaim ben Avram, Yitl Bas Chaim, Meir Elchanan ben Rav Mordechai Ziskind, Zelig Yosef ben Yerachmiel, Yaakov ben Svi, and Nachum Yehuda ben Yechiel. We're discussing yesterday a number of Piskei Halacha and Rav Moshe's Tshuvos about what to do when one is in a shul where the Nusach HaTfilah differs from one's own minhag. And we had mentioned that Rav Moshe writes that if somebody has the practice to say Vidui before Tachanun, and he's in a shul where they don't say the Vidui before Tachanun, so he can't recite it in a way that is going to make it obvious that he is doing something other than the Minhag HaTzibur. So if he's going to say it, says Rav Moshe, he can't clap with his fist on his chest, as he says the Ashamnus, because no one else is doing it. It's going to be obvious that he is distinguishing himself from the Tzibur. He can't, therefore, make it obvious that he is following a different approach. So Steve asked yesterday, what about the reverse? If somebody... Right, so you asked yesterday if you have the minhag not to say vidui, and you're in a shul that davens nusach svard, they do say vidui before tachanun. What are you supposed to do? So clearly, you can't put your head down while everyone else is standing and saying the ashamnus, because that's obviously distinguishing yourself from the rest of the tzibur. That you certainly cannot do. So I thought that, well, maybe just wait quietly, don't make it obvious. And yet, my son pointed out to me that there's a tshuva in a different chelik of Igros Moshe, in chelik Gimel Orachayim, where Rav Moshe actually writes, in such a case, this is in Chelek Gimel Orachayim, Simin, I think it was Peites or so, Simin Peites, where Rav Moshe writes that if your minhag is not to say vidui, and you're in a shul where they do say vidui, Rav Moshe writes the following. He says, Vadai tsarich gam kein lomar vidui v'yidgim amidos kimin hagam. You definitely have to say it, he writes. I guess Rav Moshe feels that standing silently, not doing anything, if everyone else is saying Ashamnu and striking their chest with their fist as they say it, and you're not going to do it, that's also going to be obvious that you're not saying it. See, he paskins, in fact, that you should say it, just as they do. And he adds, Asur l'shanos minig besa kinesis, you can't deviate from the minog because b'pnei ha-machlokas. So, again, just to summarize, if Moshe holds, if you have the minig not to say it, and you're in a tzibur where they do say it, he holds you should say the Ashamnu and the Yidgim Midos with them. Whereas if you're of the minog to yes say it, and you're in a shul where they don't say it, you can't make it obvious that you're saying it. So if you're going to say it, don't clap with your hand on your chest as you say it. So writes Rav Moshe with regard to the recital of the Tachanun and the Vidui beforehand, if your minog is different from the minog hamakom where you're davening. Now, what's interesting is that Rav Moshe here, by the recital of Vidui, seems to feel that if you're not going to say it, when everyone else is saying it, it's going to be noticeable that you're differentiating yourself, and therefore you have to say it along with them. A similar Shiloh of Moshe discusses in two other contexts. One is in Orachayim Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadi Dalad. This with regard to another difference of minhag between some shuls and others, the saying of Hallel Pesach night in Myra Ven Shul. So the minhag of the Talmidei HaGra was to say Hallel Pesach night in Shul, right after Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei. The minhag of the Ramah and Bnei Ashkenaz is not to say Hallel in Shul Pesach night after Shemoneh Esrei. So Moshe was asked about a shul where the minhag is to say the Hallel Pesach night, and those individuals in the shul whose minhag is not to say the Hallel Pesach night. So here again, Moshe says, along the same lines, Aser L'shanos, you can't change from the minhag of the shul, and therefore he says those who don't say the hallel certainly can't walk out, because that's going to be obvious as that they are deviating from the minhag of the shul, and that might be cause for machlokas. And then Moshe writes, but they shouldn't say the bracha on the hallel, because whether they say the bracha or not, that no one knows. It seems as if he's assuming that you have to say the hallel, but you just leave out the bracha. Much like by the vidui, he says, you might have the minhag not to say vidui, the shul says it, you should say it also. Here too, by the halal, he seems to be assuming that you should say the halal, even though that's not your personal minhag. But the bracha, he says, that no one's going to know, so don't say the bracha. And then Moshe writes, and if somehow they would know that you weren't saying the bracha, and the minhag of the shul is to say the bracha too, then you'd even have to say the bracha, says Moshe. What do you mean? That's a bracha, levatala, according to these shitos that say you're not supposed to say it. And here Moshe is saying, if the minhag ha'makom is to say the hallel in the Beis Knesset after Maariv Shmoneh Esrei, and if it would be noticeable whether you're saying the bracha or not when you say it yourself, he says, because of the minhag ha'makom, you should even say it with a bracha. What's Rav Moshe's raya? He says, raya is from a gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Vav, where the gemara is discussing not vidui, nor hallel, but kiddush on Shabbos morning. What does that have to do with our discussion? So Rav Moshe quotes the gemara in Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, where the gemara says the following story. Rav Ashi was once in the town of Mechuza, says the gemara, and they honored him with saying Kiddusha Rabbah, which is the term we use to refer to kiddush Shabbos morning. And Rav Ashi wasn't sure, what did they mean by Kiddusha Rabbah? Do they want me just to say a Bar Priya Gafen, which is in fact what we do Shabbos morning? That's all that's required Shabbos morning for kiddush, is just a Bar Priya Gafen? Yeah, we have the minhag to add psukim beforehand, but the Ikar Hadin is that all you need to do is say a Bar Priya Gafen. So Rav Ashi wasn't sure, when they're offering me to say Kiddusha Rabbah, do they want just a Bar Priya Gafen? Or do they mean like a whole bracha, like we say Friday night? A whole long bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi figured, okay, either way, the Bar Priya Gafen comes first. I'll start with that, and I'll see what happens then. So he said the Bar Priya Gafen, and then he looks around to see what the reaction of the crowd is going to be. And he saw an older man, Husaba Kagachim Bashasi, he saw an old man in the crowd taking a sip. So he realized, oh, that's all they want, the Bar Priya Gafen, fine, I'm done. Says the Rashbam, and had he not seen anybody take a sip, then what would he have done? Apparently, he would have intuited the minhag ha'makamir is to say a whole long bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos, like Friday night, and he himself would have said that bracha as well, even though he himself, apparently, his own minhag was not to say it. That's what you see from Rashbam. So if Moshe says, you see from that gemara, that when there is a minhag ha'makam to say a bracha, and the person representing the tzibur has a personal minhag not to say the bracha, but if this is the minhag ha'makam, then you should say the bracha too. So Moshe, taking that gemara by kiddush Shabbos morning, applies it to Hallel Pesach night. If you're in a shul, the minhag is to say the Hallel, and your minhag is not to say it. So again, if it would be noticeable to the tzibur that you weren't saying the bracha, then you'd have to say the bracha as well, says Reb Moshe. Now, I assume in most cases, even those who have a minhag not to say Hallel, no one's going to know if you're saying the bracha or not. Maybe if they see you not saying anything, they'd realize you're not saying Hallel. So Reb Moshe would say the Hallel, but don't say the bracha. But Reb Moshe is clearly saying that both with regard to Vida before Tachanun, with regard to Hallel Pesach Nan and Shul, the minhag of the Shul is to say it. It would be noticeable if you didn't do anything. And therefore, you should say the Hallel, albeit without a bracha. You should say the Vidui as well before the Tachanun. So writes Reb Moshe in his tshuva here in Orachayim, Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadi Dalet. So now we've seen Reb Moshe with regard to Hallel Pesach night. We've seen him with regard to Vidui before Tachanun. There is a third context where this same idea comes up in Reb Moshe's Tshuvas. And that is with regard to the recital on weekday night Maariv, the Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, that long series of psukim between the Hashkivenu and the Shmoneh Esrei. Because here again, it's a machlokas harishonim, whether one's supposed to say the Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen or not. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet Mabez cites Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Eizehu ben Olam Haba, who is a person deserving of Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, it's somebody who is Somech Geula Letfila Shel Arvis. Someone who, even at night of Maariv, makes sure to say the Bracha Goal Yisrael and immediately segue into Geula, into Shmoneh Esrei. Geula Tfila, segue into Tfila. So Tosus there speaks about the fact that we say the bracha of Hashkivenu after Gal Yisrael. That's like an extension on the bracha of Geula. Okay, that we do. But the Rishonim there then question the minhag of then adding yet more than just that. The whole series of psukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. And the Rosh and other Rishonim explain that this series of psukim, which has 18 Shemos of Hashem, was initially way back when meant to be almost like a substitute for Shmoneh Esrei. Because when they used to daven out in the fields, I don't know, many years ago, they were daven out in the fields. There was no light after dark. It was dangerous. They didn't want to be stuck out in the fields too late at night after dark. So they figured if we say Shmoneh Esrei, it's going to take us too long. So they, instead of Shmoneh Esrei, said these series of psukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, with the 18 Shemos of Hashem, corresponding to 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei.
And then they follow up with a Kaddish. Then they went home, and at home they said the Shemona Esrei. That was the original minhag. Now the Rosh says, granted, nowadays, he says, we don't daven in the fields anymore after dark. We have no such concerns. But the minhag apparently remained in place to say that bracha, that series of psukim, Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen. So the Rishonim debate whether one can say those series of psukim. The Rosh says the minhag is to say it. Other Rishonim, such as Ramban and Rashba, disagree. They say not to say it. And from there, chiluke deos amongst the Achronim as well, whether one should say Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen or not. So if Moshe was asked, and this is in his Tshuvas Yerodei Chela Gimel, Simen Sadi Vav, if someone has the minog not to say Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen, and he's now in a shul where the minog is to yes say the psukim Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen. So if Moshe says you should do what you need to do so it shouldn't be noticeable that you are not keeping to the minhag of the shul. So that's Reb Moshe. And then he says, and let's say it's impossible to avoid making it obvious that you have a different minhag. For example, Reb Moshe says, you're davening for the amud. Your personal minhag is not to say the Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen. And yet you're davening for the amud, and the shul has a minhag to yes say it. What are you supposed to do then? So Moshe once again says, if you're the chazan davening for the amud, then you should say those series of psukim, Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen v'amen. Even though it concludes with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech, Bechvodot, Tamid, Yimloch, Alein, L'Anvod, Val Komasa, a bracha, according to your minhag, it's a bracha l'batala, how can you say it? Once again, Moshe cites that same Gemara in Psachim Kufvav, that same story with Rav Ashi saying Kiddush, Shabbos morning in Mechuzah, where he says, you see from that Gemara, that if the minhag HaMakom is to say a bracha, and your minhag is not to say the bracha, and you are the Shliach Tzibur, it's going to be obvious that you're deviating from the minhag HaMakom, then you should say even the bracha according to the minhag HaMakom. So,
what about Kedusha? You say Kedusha, you're in a Nusach Sfar.
And you're a Nusach Ashkenaz guy.
And you're an Ashkenaz.
Right.
Which one do you say?
Right. So Moshe is of the opinion. So that's a good question. You're saying if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz Kedusha and the shul daven Nusach Sfar Kedusha, according to Reb Moshe, because Kedusha is said out loud, and it's said out loud only because the Tzibur is together as a minion, you have to say the Minhag HaTzibur. So writes Reb Moshe. Others disagree. Shlomo Zalman, for example, says that you can say your own personal Nikadesh instead of Nakdishach as long as you do so quietly and no one notices. In terms of when to say it. And they say that Mincha al Davar Shemori. Right. So again, if Moshe would say, although I didn't see him address this specifically, but his guidelines would be, don't do anything to publicly show those present that you are doing something different than the Tzibur. So, Lav Dafka, you have to say it. It's said quietly. No one says it out loud. So if you can get away without people noticing, so then just stand quietly and then that's fine. If they don't say Tachanun. Right, so then, again, you shouldn't deviate from the minhag of the Tzibur. And if you want to say Tachanun yourself afterwards, privately, okay, that's a different discussion. But not in the Tzibur, you shouldn't deviate from the Tzibur. Now, with this last regard, this last question of the Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen, or if Shlomo Zalman, as quoted in Halicha Shlomo, disagrees with Moshe. Shlomo Zalman, Halicha Shlomo, on Tefillah, they quote him as saying the following. Shlomo Zalman writes, or was quoted as having said, that a shliach tzibur who personally would not say Baruch Hashem la'olam, and he's davening for the tzibur where the minhag is yes to say Baruch Hashem la'olam, so Shlomo Zalman says, you can skip the bracha if it wouldn't be noticeable. Now how can a chazan skip the bracha without it being noticeable? Depends on how awake the tzibur is, I guess. I mean, I guess he, in theory, could omit the bracha and just start with Kaddish. And the tzibur wouldn't notice he didn't say the bracha of HaMelech Bechvodo. Because it depends on your tzibur. It depends on how attentive they are. So Shlomo Zalman says, if they're not going to notice, then just leave it out. If they're going to notice, then you'd have to say it. Now the truth is, I came across an interesting tshuva in the Rashbash, one of the late Rishonim. The Rashbash in a tshuva, Reish Nun Hei, in discussing this issue of saying the Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen,
So he also cites the Ramban, who paskin not to say it. He also seems to prefer the minog of the Rishonim, who opted not to say it. But he then cites the Maharam. I don't know where else this is cited, but he cites the Maharam. Presumably the Maharam in Rottenberg, I assume. Maharam, he writes, was personally of the minog not to say it. But when he davened for the Tzibur, as the Shliach Tzibur, then the Rashbash says the Maharam would say it. Again, I don't know where else this Maharam is quoted, but the way the Rashbash quotes it, it's exactly like a Moshe's Psak. One who has the minog himself not to say the Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, he's davening for the Tzibur, what it should say it along with the Tzibur, in the words of the Rashbash, it's Shelo Yehe Min HaMatmihin. He didn't want to be looked upon like he's so different, like he's doing something astonishingly different. So, just a quick recap, Rav Moshe's Tshuvas pretty much follow the same line of thinking. When it comes to the Vidur before Tachanun, if the minig of the Tzibur is to say it, your minig is not to say it, Rav Moshe says you should say it with them so you don't stand out. When it comes to Hal Pesach night, Rav Moshe says if the minig of the Shul is to say it and you don't say it with them, but leave out the bracha. That no one is going to notice. That's okay. And when it comes to Baruch Hashem L'Olam, Amin V'Amin, there again Rav Moshe says if your minig is not to say it, make sure it's not noticeable to others. If you're doubting for the Amud, then you can't avoid people noticing what you do, then you should have to say it because that's the minhag hamakom, even though it entails saying a bracha.